the war's toll for the 2 weeks through July 25th, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. I'll be reading the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the names of some of the Iraqi civilians reported killed. These civilians were reported killed March 23, 2003, just 4 days after the invasion. But first, the numbers. As of the end of the day, today, July 25th, 2,797 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,569 are U.S. soldiers. The total of U.S. soldiers wounded, as reported by the Department of Defense, stands at least 18,988. In the past week, actually the past 2 weeks then, 28 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. In Afghanistan, 415 coalition soldiers have been killed since the invasion, October 2001. Of that number, 322 are U.S. soldiers. 795 U.S. soldiers have been reported wounded. We have no numbers for any other nationalities, any other countries whose soldiers have been wounded. In the past 2 weeks, then, seven coalition soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. Also, at least 181 Afghanis have been killed in the past 2 weeks, bringing the total in July of 2006 to at least 330. These numbers are derived from information at iCasualties.org. Back to Iraq. According to IraqBodyCount.org, the number of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion March 2003 stands at 43,927. Estimates are probably well over 100,000 based on a report by Lancet in 2004 that put the number at around 100,000 at that time. The number of Iraqis wounded is certainly in the hundreds of thousands. In the past week, at least 661 Iraqis were killed, actually in the past 2 weeks, bringing the total in July to 1,072. The financial cost of the war just to the United States and just the Iraq war is at least $298.7 billion, according to costofwar.com. And now I will first read the names of 10 Iraqi civilians reported killed March 23, 2003. Slema Sadwin Hashem Alazbai, 49-year-old woman. Tba Ali Hassan, 1-year-old girl. Thafir Sattar Tarif, 13-year-old boy. Thamir Sathan Khamis, 70-year-old man. Thea Slem Abid Asada, 11-year-old boy. Talal Unis Nazar, 12-year-old boy. Bilal Inis Nazal, 23-year-old man. Tamatha Kathem Hashem Khalazbai, 14-year-old girl. Wahab Haman Mansour, 28-year-old man. Zahra Tafayal Zari, 46-year-old woman. And now I will read the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in the past 2 weeks in first Afghanistan. On the 16th of July, Robert P. Kasson, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Las Vegas, Nevada. On the 17th of July, Robert J. Chiomento, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Fort Dix, New Jersey. On the 18th of July, Eric Caban, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Fort Worth, Texas. On the 21st of July, Christopher C. Rafferty, 37 years old, U.S. Army, Brownsville, Pennsylvania. On the 22nd of July, Francisco Gomez, 44 years old, Canadian Army, Edmonton, Alberta. And also on the 22nd of July, Jason Patrick Warren, 29 years old, Canadian Army Reserve, Montreal, Quebec. And now I'll turn to Iraqi U.S. and coalition soldiers reported killed in Iraq in the last 2 weeks. On the 9th of July, Damian M. Montoya, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Holbrook, Arizona. On the 12th of July, Jerry A. Tharp, 44 years old, U.S. Naval Reserve, New York, New York. On the 13th of July, Al-Kaila Floyd, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Grand Rapids, Michigan. On the 14th of July, Thomas B. Turner, Jr., 31 years old, U.S. Army, Cottonwood, California. On the 15th of July, Manuel J. Holguin, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Wood Lake, California. Also on the 15th of July, Andres J. Contreras, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Huntington Park, California. Also on the 15th of July, John Johnston Cosby, 29 years old, British Army, Belfast, Ireland. On the 16th of July, Jason M. Evey, 29 years old, U.S. Army, Stockton, California. On the 17th of July, Michael A. Dickinson II, 26 years old, U.S. Army, Battle Creek, Michigan. Also on the 17th of July, Scott R. Smith, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Also on the 17th of July, Kenneth I. Pugh, 39 years old, U.S. Army, Houston, Texas. Also on the 17th of July, Nathaniel S. Bauman, 23 years old, U.S. Army, Monticello, Indiana. And also on the 17th of July, Mark Richard Vecchione, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Tucson, Arizona. On the 18th of July, Jeffrey R. Kayer, 20 years old, U.S. Marine, Fitchburg, Massachusetts. On the 19th of July, Jose Miguel Perdomo, 41 years old, El Salvadoran Army. On the 20th of July, Julian A. Ramon, 22 years old, U.S. Marine, Flushing, New York. Also on the 20th of July, Derek J. Plowman, 20 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Everton, Arkansas. On the 21st of July, Christopher T. Pate, 29 years old, U.S. Marine, Hampstead, North Carolina. Also on the 21st of July, Matthew P. Wallace, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Lexington Park, Maryland. On the 22nd of July, Adam J. Fargo, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Rutgersville, Virginia. Also on the 22nd of July, Blake H. Russell, 35 years old, U.S. Army, Fort Worth, Texas. On the 24th of July, Stephen W. Kastner, 27 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Cedarburg, Wisconsin. This has been the War's Toll for the 2 weeks through the 25th of July, 2006. I'm Scott Berguin from KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. As always, our hearts go out to the fallen, their families, loved ones, neighbors in all countries.